I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Today, Tibetan exiles gathered for a summit in India. They met in Dharamsala, the exile home of Tibet's spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama. The summit was called to discuss the exile community's next steps in the struggle against China. At issue is Tibet's political status. China claims Tibet as part of its territory. Beijing calls it an autonomous region of China. But the Chinese government has used force to suppress Tibetan culture and political dissent. The Dalai Lama has tried to negotiate with China. He wants Beijing to allow Tibetans to preserve their culture and choose their own government. Many older Tibetan exiles have supported this quest for compromise, but younger exiles are increasingly favoring a more confrontational tactic, such as declaring Tibet's independence from China. The World's Mary Kay Magstad is in Dharamsala. She says the call for change is coming from the top.
The Dalai Lama called this meeting, and he called it because he feels that the policy that he's followed over the past 20 years of telling China that he'd give up the idea of Tibetan independence if the Chinese would give Tibetan autonomy, greater autonomy within Tibetan areas of China, he's realized that really hasn't gotten him anywhere, and he said he's pretty much given up hope. So he's called about 600 Tibetan exile leaders to Dharamsala and said, look, you guys need to work this out. I'm not going to attend the meeting. I'm not going to be around forever, so you need to figure out what the future direction is.
All right, well, tell us about this split. It sounds like a generational split between young and old, and it sounds like the Dalai Lama himself isn't siding either way. But how do the sides break down?
I'm not sure that you can actually break it down generationally, although there is a tendency to go that way, where younger Tibetans, particularly members of the Tibetan Youth Congress, have been kind of impatient with this policy of let's just seek autonomy and not independence. There are older Tibetans who have been part of the exile movement for a very long time who feel that asking for independence or demanding independence is going to put India in a difficult position where to be able to maintain civil relations with China, they're going to have to distance themselves from the exiled Tibetan community in India, and it might even cause greater problems for the exiled Tibetan community down the line.
So to the extent that we can break this down in terms of generations, younger Tibetans who say they want a more confrontational approach, what form would that take? What would it look like? And what does the Dalai Lama say about that prospect?
Well, first, let me say it's not just younger Tibetans. I had an hour-long conversation today with someone who had been president of the Tibetan Youth Congress 20 years ago when the Dalai Lama first proposed this new policy of seeking autonomy rather than independence. This guy's now in his mid-50s, and he's saying, look, you know, we should be like a room full of mosquitoes attacking a guy who might be well-armed and strong, but what's that going to do to help him against this room full of mosquitoes? You know, there should be people around the country, around China, around Tibetan areas of China, doing things to make life difficult for the Chinese rulers in that area.
Describe what kind of confrontation they're talking about.
Cutting power lines, maybe even blowing up train tracks, but not while people are on them. Things that destroy property, but not human life.
Is there any kind of acknowledgement or concern that if there is a more confrontational approach taken, that those Tibetans who are indeed living under Chinese rule in Tibet would pay the price?
That's one concern, and all people need to do is look at the price that's been paid since the March and April protests throughout much of Western China, in Tibetan areas in Western China. Something like 900 people at least are thought to be imprisoned. Some Tibetans who have gotten out of those areas talk about people being abducted from their homes in the middle of the night and their families not told where they are. So it's pretty bad. And that was one contained period of a few weeks in the spring. You know, the extreme case that some people are talking about, and again, I think this is a very small minority and not a minority that's likely to win in this argument, but if they were to get their way, I think they believe that there'd be so many little hit-and-run incidents happening around the region that it would be hard for the Chinese government to keep up. Others who don't agree say they may be underestimating the Chinese government's ability to keep up.
All right. Thank you very much. Speaking to us from a summit being held among Tibetan exiles in Dharamsala, India, the World's Mary Kay Magstad. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.